Now, ladies and gentlemen, the nation's foremost roving reporter, revealing what happens when the worlds of the ruling class and the common man collide. Taking you across the nation to offend the foes of liberty, seek our real heroes, and tear down the obstacles to restoring freedom. Here's When Worlds Collide with your host, Mark Anderson.
Hey, welcome back on the air. We've got a really special show tonight. A little later on, at 8:30, during the last half hour of this show, we're going to have a live report from the Ron Paul Campaign for Liberty State Convention nearby in Austin. Of course, RBN here is based in Round Rock, just outside of Austin. I understand that 400 to 500 people showed up for the rally, and it was at the Monarch Center along 35 there, near a big mall and one of the community college outlets. And so we have upwards of 500 people there. Ron Paul himself spoke. And we're going to hear from Robert Abraham, possibly others, for the last half hour of tonight's show. So I want you to stay tuned to hear that live on the scene report, what was said, what sort of plans are being made. One of the big things about the Campaign for Liberty, of course, was to transcend mere elections and get into finding people, especially young people, but all able-minded people to run for office at all levels, liberty-minded people to run for county board, for state rep, even city government. It's not just the federal government. In fact, there's a good argument for not even really relying on contacts with your U.S. congressman much anymore and going through local officials to contact your congressman, at least in some cases. We all know that contacting our individual congressman can be a real uphill battle, and getting the message where it needs to go, when it needs to be there, can be almost impossible, or it seems that way sometimes. But that's on the last half hour to get that recap of today's big Ron Paul event in Austin. For the first 90 minutes of the show, of course, I'll welcome your calls at 800-313-9443 on the issue of free trade. But more specifically, I have learned just in the last 24 hours that a friend and a great author, and I think a unsung hero of the freedom movement and in general, Mr. Gus Stelzer, passed away. I understand from communications with his wife, Lorraine, that he actually passed away February 21st. However, I was not made aware of it until yesterday. And Gus Stelzer is going to live on, I think, in a lot of ways. He was a great author on free trade. He demolished a lot of myths, though. He wrote some things that even a lot of people that listen to this station and read American Free Press that I write for might disagree with. He had no sacred cows, and he didn't care whose ox got gored. He wanted the facts. He wanted the truth. And he would disagree with Ron Paul on a number of free trade matters and free market matters. And so it provides an interesting contrast. But he had some profound points. He wrote a great book, The Nightmare of Camelot. And we're going to honor the memory of Gus Stelzer, a longtime GM executive who then became a great activist against free trade and against the trade policies with China that are putting us in such huge trade deficits. And in his latter years, Gus lived out in Mill Creek, Washington, near Seattle. And I talked to him a number of times. I worked with him on getting his book, The Nightmare of Camelot, republished. That was a few years ago. And I can get copies of this book for listeners that would like to learn more about it. We'll be talking about that in the show. So it's going to be a great show talking about the memory of Gus Stelzer and his works on free trade, on the fallacies of free trade, on how it's destroying our economy. And then, as, of course, later on to bring Robert Abraham on and possibly some of his associates from today's Ron Paul Campaign for Liberty event in Austin, giving us an on-the-scene report. That'll be at 8:30 Central Time, 9:30 Eastern. So after these messages, we'll get right to it. And I appreciate you listening tonight, and we'll be right back. On her decks were guns as big as steers
and sails as big as trees. Do you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt? Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system with proven and guaranteed results for over 15 years? Would you like to stop any mortgage foreclosure and have a written guarantee that would make most attorneys scream? Hi, I'm John Galea, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My Zero Debt Expert System has helped tens of thousands of people.
My wife was really skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees, and I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, John, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few months.
And you don't need an attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep your cash. No need to negotiate with creditors or pay a percentage of your debt. Call my experts today at 800-477-9256 and ask for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Hi, I'm Roger Mason, the inventor of Beta Prostate. Men, are you getting up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom? Is your love life not what it used to be? Many men don't realize these issues are often related to their prostate health. Prostate problems start about age 40, and by 50, over half of men already have a prostate problem. This only gets worse. What can you do? See a doctor for checkups and take Beta Prostate. It is the well-researched natural formula that supports a healthy prostate, and it's made with pure beta-cytosterol, 11 essential minerals plus vitamin D. This is the best-selling prostate formula in the world. It's safe, it's healthy, and what every man over 40 should take for good prostate nutrition.
To try Beta Prostate risk-free, dial 1-800-362-5848. Call today for Beta Prostate and get Roger Mason's best-selling book free with your order. Dial 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Now back to the nation's leading roving reporter, When Worlds Collide host and American Free Press writer, Mark Anderson.
And welcome back to When Worlds Collide. I'm Mark Anderson, a writer for American Free Press. As always, you can check it out at AmericanFreePress.net or call 888-699-NEWS. We've always got that great trial subscription offer, 16 weeks for $17.76. And that's a great way to start reading AFP, one of the nation's leading news weeklies. And lots of things are in development in the works with AFP that I'll be announcing in the coming weeks. But I'll save that for another time. Now, kind of bear with me. I'll be combing through some materials here tonight in my humble office here in Texas and talking about a great writer and commentator and author, Mr. Gus Stelzer. He was a longtime GM executive. He started there at age 19 in the year 1935. He passed away February 21st, just this past week. And his wife had written me that he was suffering from dementia. He lived into his early 90s, and I understand he died peacefully. And that's, of course, a good thing in and of itself. We hate to see him go, but his memory will live on in his writings, which is... most notably, his book, The Nightmare of Camelot, The Fool's Gold of Free Trade. And he's also written lots of pamphlets and articles. And I'll be quoting from his book, The Nightmare of Camelot, and his pamphlet, Free Trade and the Constitution, kind of a booklet. And an article American Free Press just did recently called Free Trade is Killing America. That is based on Gus Stelzer's writings. It's kind of a reprint of some of his writings. And then my publisher, Willis Cardo for American Free Press, also very recently in the pages of AFP, penned a great insert called NAFTA and the Global Plantation. So these are the sources, plus my own memories and observations, that I'll be quoting from tonight. And then at 8:30 Central, 9:30 Eastern, for the last half hour of the show, we'll be bringing on someone who is at Ron Paul's Texas convention for the Campaign for Liberty today, where Ron Paul himself spoke and where young people are being encouraged to run for office at all levels, regardless of a party affiliation, and running on principle. And we'll be learning about that with a firsthand live report today from Austin. Now, Gus Stelzer, I got to know casually, at least, by, I'd say, must have been about 5-6 years ago. And at that time, I was involved with a friend up in Michigan, and Gus's book, The Nightmare of Camelot, had went out of print, the subtitle, An Exposé of the Free Trade Trojan Horse. And my friend Dennis and I, up in Michigan, helped arrange to get paperback reprints of this book because we didn't want it to go out of print. And reproducing more hardcover books, of course, is costly, so we figured out a way to do paperback reissues of the book. And the book, although written some years ago, 1993, right about when NAFTA came out, is timeless in some of the things that it spells out. It is arguably the best single book exposing the fallacies of free trade that I've ever seen, and I've seen a lot of them, ladies and gentlemen, a whole lot of them. Now, I'm going to be bringing forth some points tonight, and of course, we all like a healthy debate, and I encourage listeners to consider calling in. If you want to call it a debate, that's fine, but certainly to talk it over. And some of these things are the myths or the misconceptions that Gus Stelzer was so good at debunking. And we'll be going over those in the first 90 minutes here before we bring in our guests from the Ron Paul event for the last half hour. Now, some of the things are, Mr. Stelzer pointed out very ably that inflation, as we know it, is not, as is commonly believed, simply a process by which too much money is printed and thereby each dollar is worth less because so much is printed. In other words, he said it's more than just a monetary phenomenon. We'll be going over that. Also, he did argue very forcefully, and I believe convincingly, that the Constitution did not guarantee a free market economy in the laissez-faire libertarian sense of the notion. Also, he also debunked the myth, very, very commonly held by many people, regardless of their beliefs, the myth that the federal budget deficit is purely because there's too much spending and not enough revenues, that if we just stopped spending so much money, we wouldn't have a budget deficit. Of course, there's a degree of truth to that, even actually quite a bit of truth, but it's not the whole picture. And Gus Stelzer, God rest his soul, was very good at filling in the blanks and tying the loose ends that others missed. And that's one of his greatest contributions. Now, let's talk for a moment about that first point. And there'll be others besides the three that I just listed. And that's the idea that inflation is purely from printing too much money. Now, he pointed out very, very clearly that when a product costs more, it is really more because there are taxes and other costs embedded in the production of that product. All the taxes and regulations that companies have to pay to produce a product or service, a lot of those costs are passed on in the form of higher prices. And this, he argued, was really the main inflationary cost push phenomenon, as he called it. So, yes, you can say to a degree that printing too much money, as we commonly hear, even from Ron Paul, is the main engine of inflation. I beg to differ, and so did Mr. Stelzer, who was a much bigger expert than I, that the imposition of costs in the form of taxes and in the form of regulations and other things like that really contribute more to the overall prices going up. Secondly, and this is as much my point as it is Stelzer's, the costs of borrowing, that is, the interest charges that businesses pay when they borrow to expand their plant, when they borrow to do whatever it is they're doing to improve their business, unfortunately, a lot of businesses in this overly taxed, overly regulated country don't have the profits they need to simply plow those profits back into their businesses, so they have to borrow. They borrow, there's interest charges, that's sometimes called the cost of money, the borrowing. And those charges, too, become a cost that the company, in many cases, has to pass on to the end consumer. So far from it being just printing too much money, each dollar being worth less and having less buying power, therefore you need more dollars to buy a given thing, inflation is far more than that. It is that, but much more, to a much stronger degree, it's the costs of production in terms of taxes and regulations, and the costs of acquiring loans and the interests and charges that are put forth. All of these, much of these, is passed on to the end consumer. That does much more, Stelzer argued, to push up consumer prices than simply this idea that the Fed prints too much money, each dollar's worth less, and you know the rest. This is one of the one of many areas where Mr. Stelzer completed the picture, really brought forth and brought into sharp focus the whole issue. He didn't look at things in compartmentalized ways. He had a way of being very objective and seeing the whole playing field. Now, moving on, and this one could touch a few nerves, but we're going to put it out there because we're all about free inquiry on this show. This is the idea that a lot of hyper-libertarians have, and a lot of Ron Paul fans and others, that the Constitution guarantees a free market economy, and that there are those out there, I hope I'm not putting words in his mouth, Lou Rockwell and some commentators of the libertarian stripe, you might say, that believe that free markets and free trade are, by and large, good things. Now, Gus Stelzer, the one we're honoring today in his passing, argued differently. He pointed out that the Constitution doesn't really guarantee a free market, laissez-faire economy at all, and certainly not free trade, because the British Isles, the British government, had done a lot to undermine our economy, including with their own currency and undermining the continentals, the colonial money that was printed, the scrip. Because of England's meddling and other circumstances, the Constitution of the United States is much more a protectionist document than anything else. And Mr. Stelzer argues that very well. And that, I'm sure, would find its detractors out there in radio land, because a lot of people are of the opinion that a free, unhampered market, both within and outside our borders, is the way to go. Now, of course, we could have a much freer economy within our borders, but as Stelzer pointed out, that's the problem. We don't have a free market economy within our borders. We have all these costs imposed on our producers. They pass those costs on to the end consumer. The end consumer pays more. Inflation, as stated, is much more than just printing too much money. And then companies either that originated in China or somewhere, or were American domicile companies and moved their production overseas, they don't have to pay hardly any tariffs, and they can avoid all our labor laws, all our Social Security payments and things of that nature by moving the factory overseas. Then there's hardly any tariff tax, import tax, to be charged to equalize their low costs with our high production costs. So what ends up happening is we have a free market, quote-unquote, free trade across our borders, but not within our borders. So those producing within the United States, toughing it out here, are the ones paying the lion's share of the costs, the taxes, the revenues, the Social Security supports, to make this society, like it or not, with all its imperfections, to make it run, to make all these obligations follow through. So we have to keep a close eye on that, and we'll be analyzing that more after these messages and for the remainder of this show until we bring a guest on for the last half hour from today's Ron Paul event in Austin. So stay tuned here on RBN, and I'd love your comments on these rather contentious issues, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Was the fastest ship that ever sailed the sea. On her decks were guns as big as steers and sails as big as trees.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Pain. It's a warning signal to the body, the same as that warning buzzer is to your car. They both are signals that you have trouble that needs attention. Cutting the wire to the warning sound sure doesn't fix the problem of the car, and taking a pill to numb the brain to kill the pain sure doesn't fix the problem of the body either. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired all the time, try Lee's Fountain of Youth. Be clean, healthy, happy, and young. Call 740-783-0021 today. The Lord didn't make the body to have pain. That is just a warning signal to get your attention that the body has a problem and you need to fix it, not take a pill to numb the brain. Lee's Fountain of Youth works with Mother Nature to clean the body and jumpstart your circulation to heal your cells. The Fountain of Youth is the only thing in the world with the same universal electrical energy as the body, and just 2 hours in the fountain will pull the heavy metal toxins out. Visit leesfountainofyouth.com or call to ask about your free visit to Lee's Fountain of Youth, 740-783-0021. That's 740-783-0021.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Now back to the nation's leading roving reporter, When Worlds Collide host and American Free Press writer, Mark Anderson.
And I have returned. And I continue now on some of the concepts that the late Gus Stelzer, the great GM, former executive and former author and commentator, wrote. As mentioned earlier, he worked for GM for a number of years, wrote tremendous books exposing the fallacies of free trade and NAFTA, and he just passed away this February 21st. We'll all remember Gus Stelzer as a great writer, and I understand a great husband, a great member of his community, living his last years in Washington State. And before the break, I had outlined how he debunked a number of notions that many of us have long thought were infallible. And he debunked the myth that inflation is purely caused by printing too much money. He talked about tax and interest charges really playing much more of a role in inflation because those costs borne by producers are passed on to consumers. He debunked the idea that the Constitution guaranteed free markets and free trade. And, as noted, he debunked the notion that the budget deficit is purely from too much federal spending, and that's really, by and large, what that's about. He showed that there's much more to it than that. More on that one later. For now, I'm going to focus a little bit, and I know we have another break coming up pretty quick, but I'm going to start getting into a little bit of one of these, and that is perhaps the most contentious point I'm making today, this idea that the Constitution guaranteed a free market. Now, I contend that that's not true. It doesn't mean that it would envision a completely imprisoned market or overly regulated market. Heavens no. But it did not establish a laissez-faire free market economic system, as many Ludwig von Mises acolytes seem to believe. And reading from Mr. Stalzer himself, I'll briefly get into that, and then we'll go at it more after the break when we get into a longer segment. And I invite your calls at 800-313-9443. Mr. Stalzer wrote, "To many people, free trade and the U.S. Constitution are synonymous with the principles on which this country was founded. One observer said, the principles of a laissez-faire free market economic system are enshrined in the Constitution. That or something like that seems to be a popular conception," Stalzer went on to say, and he added, "but the Constitution says nothing whatsoever about laissez-faire economics, free markets, or free trade. In fact, it does just the opposite by charging Congress with specific powers and responsibilities to regulate commerce and currency and to impose taxes uniformly." Going on to say, Mr. Stalzer wrote, "The purpose of these and other stipulations was clearly set forth in the preamble to the Constitution. We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America." Stalzer adds, "In no way is the Constitution founded on a notion that if every person does as he pleases to satisfy his own personal ego, that we will somehow form a more perfect union or ensure domestic tranquility. The concept of laissez-faire, unrestrained, cannibalistic, winner-take-all fulfillment of personal motivations is quite clearly not what our Constitution says, especially as regards any foreign entanglement, which would undermine the sovereign rights and responsibilities established and delegated by the Constitution. Most significantly, the Constitution demands that all laws be applied uniformly and equally so as to establish justice, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. This leaves no room for anyone to misapply or circumvent our laws in a manner that would inflict injury on any segment or individual within our society for the benefit of others. Nor does it establish the right to impose on future generations penalties created by any current generation's attempt to assault the precious instrument on which this nation was founded." And he goes on to say, "The Constitution is a populist, not libertarian document. But the Constitution provides for nothing of the sort, that is, laissez-faire. It is a populist, not a libertarian document. Congress, for example," he notes, "is delegated to collect taxes." And he goes on to say that, I'm reading a little bit here through this document. If I can paraphrase a little, he goes on to point out that regulations themselves in the United States have gotten way too heavy, way too costly, and he acknowledges this. He says many of these regulations are outrageous. The key point to remember here is it's not so much the regulations themselves, as bad as some of them are, that are imposed by the federal government on our productive sector. It's not so much the regulations themselves, it's who does the regulating. For instance, Congress is supposed to regulate the production of our currency, coin money, and regulate the value thereof, as it says in the Constitution. That was delegated to the Federal Reserve System. That's a bad thing. It's not so much that regulating is bad, and it can be, of course, but we have to be careful who's doing it. It's wrong for the Fed to do it. It's right for our Congress to regulate money. And the same goes for trade when Congress delegated trade powers to the World Trade Organization in 1994. That's Congress's job, not the WTO. More on that and other points, remembering Gus Stalzer after these messages.
Fastest ship that ever sailed the sea. On her decks were guns as big as steers and sails as big as trees.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Hi, I'm Roger Mason, the inventor of Beta Prostate. Men, are you getting up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom? Is your love life not what it used to be? Many men don't realize these issues are often related to their prostate health. Prostate problems start about age 40, and by 50, over half of men already have a prostate problem. This only gets worse. What can you do? See a doctor for checkups and take Beta Prostate. It is the well-researched natural formula that supports a healthy prostate, and it's made with pure beta-cytosterol, 11 essential minerals plus vitamin D. This is the best-selling prostate formula in the world. It's safe, it's healthy, and what every man over 40 should take for good prostate nutrition.
To try Beta Prostate risk-free, dial 1-800-362-5848. Call today for Beta Prostate and get Roger Mason's best-selling book free with your order. Dial 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing how to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power. Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Now back to the nation's leading roving reporter, When Worlds Collide host and American Free Press writer, Mark Anderson.
And we're back here on When Worlds Collide. The call-in number is 800-313-9443. I'm covering the memory of Gus Stelzer, the longtime General Motors executive who wrote tremendous books and booklets and gave speeches and newspaper articles on debunking NAFTA, free trade, GATT, the WTO, and goring a few sacred cows along the way. And among them are a number of things I've covered so far in this show. And a little later on, I'll have a guest in the last half hour, 8:30 Central, 9:30 Eastern, coming from today's just-finished event, the state convention in Austin of the Ron Paul Campaign for Liberty. That's a statewide convention, and I understand there were 500 people there. We'll be talking to one of the delegates and getting an on-the-scene report for the last half hour of this show. Again, that's 8:30 p.m. Central, 9:30 Eastern. Any other time zone, you do the math. And until then, I'm continuing to cover Gus Stelzer's contributions and his arguments in his memory. He died February 21st in his 90s, and we're honoring him tonight and covering the many things he wrote, trying to get into it. There's, of course, more material than I could possibly cover on this show in one night, but these issues are brought up in other contexts as well. And continuing on with what I was talking about before the break, he pointed out in so many words that it's so important to keep in mind not just whether we have too many or not enough regulations, but who's doing the regulating. That is the most important point. In the main two areas where our economy is being taken apart, trade and currency, those are the two areas where Congress gave up its regulatory constitutional authority. Now, the federal government, of course, overregulates many things, imposes way too many costs, and those costs are embedded in our products and services and passed on to the end consumer. Local and state governments throw in even more rules, zoning rules, and you name it, that impose costs directly and indirectly. But focusing on the federal government, it's very clear that some regulation can be a good thing, but most importantly, it's who's doing the regulating. We never should have given away our congressional authority to have Congress coin money and regulate the value thereof to the Federal Reserve System. That never should have happened. But the one that a lot of people forget is the Constitution also says, even though a lot of free traders hear the word regulation and they're like a Dracula looking at a cross, nevertheless, it says that Congress also is supposed to regulate commerce within these United States, but also between nations and even among the Indian tribes, something a little more relevant back then. But Congress is supposed to regulate currency. Congress is supposed to regulate trade. Now, that's to say nothing of the degree or nature of the regulations, but it's to talk about the primary issue, and that's who does the regulating. To delegate our trade regulation to the World Trade Organization overseas in Geneva, and worse, to delegate the people's currency to the private for-profit Federal Reserve System is almost an unforgivable act of Congress as long ago as it was back in 1913. But Dust Alzer is, among the many things, is notorious for pointing out that we have to look beyond the nature of the regulations and look at who's doing the regulating. Because with Congress, at least we'd have something of a chance for recourse. But ever since we gave away our trade and currency regulatory abilities to private entities, things have gotten much worse. And in fact, it's virtually beyond argument that in the trade arena and in the currency, in the monetary manipulation arena, these are where the people have been cast into the economy like gladiators, while Roman dignitaries and elites watch us fight with two hands behind our back against forces that we can't hope to compete evenly with, and that, of course, is cheap labor overseas. So Americans are much like these gladiators fighting impossible fights in these arenas, while the elites eat grapes and drink their wine and look at us in amusement. Maybe that's sort of a fanciful metaphor, but I'm going to stick with it. At any rate, Gus Stelzer also went on to note that beyond the important question of who does the regulating, not just do we have too many or not enough regulations, he also, and here I'm getting into this one for the first time, he debunked the notion that the budget deficit, the federal budget deficit, is just from too much spending. If we would just cut federal spending, we would begin to reduce the deficit. Now, of course, there is truth to that, but there's more to it than that, and that is when you connect the trade deficit with the picture, then you begin to understand why we have a budget deficit in such astronomical amounts. So, again, it's not just that the federal government spends too much money. Of course it does. Most of it's unconstitutional. But there's also revenue that could be generated for the federal government to help close the gap. And the demolition of tariffs is one area where Mr. Stelzer was particularly strong in pointing out that this getting rid of tariffs has been another terrible blow to our country, because tariffs for the first 125 years or so of our nation's existence were the primary source of federal tax revenue. Those starting right around when the federal income tax was brought in, slowly but surely, tariffs were incrementally reduced. And it particularly picked up steam in the late 40s when the General Agreement on Tariffs and Trade was reached, around the time that the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank were created, in the wake of the Bretton Woods shady meeting there in Bretton Woods, New Hampshire. And so with all of that, we've come to find that trade deficits are really the major contribution to the budget deficit. For one thing, as noted, getting rid of tariffs gets rid of an important source of federal revenue that would help balance the books. But even more importantly, the fact that we've outsourced so much production, and a lot of that is due to the regulations and costs and taxes being too high here, but the fact that we've outsourced so much production and forfeited so much national income, both in the form of wages and salaries, but also forfeiting local, state, and national revenue from this production, that combined with tariffs being virtually phased out is really the other side of the coin with why we have budget deficits. Simply to say that the federal government spends too much money is almost kindergarten simplicity. It's true, but it only goes so far. There's much more to it than that. Getting rid of tariffs as one revenue source, which would be paid by the foreign producers and foreign companies to sell their things here, is bad enough. It's bad enough that we got rid of tariffs. But on top of that, to close so many factories that produced local, state, and national tax revenues and so many wages and salaries, that is where it really comes into play. And then our nation becomes a debtor, not a creditor. We import far more than we export. We buy far more cheap goods than we could ever possibly match in terms of selling our own goods. And what happens is we're into this incredible trade deficit, which is really more of a measure of our economic health than the budget deficit. And here again is where Mr. Stelzer was so strong. The trade deficit is what really matters. The budget deficit is a spending plan. And yes, of course, we should have more revenue coming in than money that is spent. That would be ideal. A lot of state governments for many years were literally required not to have a budget that was in the red. But I think that has faded away, too, under all the stresses of the current situation. It's just very clear that there's much more to it. And getting rid of tariffs and getting rid of our production and buying so many more imports in comparison with the goods that we're able to sell overseas or even sell here, this is where the huge revenue shortfalls come in. And that, the huge revenue shortfalls combined with too much spending, is why we have a budget deficit. But, and I'm stressing this very, very strongly here, but besides that being the real total cause of the budget deficit, lack of tariffs, lack of production, and too much spending. Besides that, we have the even more important notion that Mr. Stelzer made, and that is that the trade deficit really matters more than the budget deficit, because that really measures productivity, and productivity is the key to creating wealth. You cannot be a consumer, as Mr. Stelzer wrote so many times, unless first you are a producer. Of course, the other side of the coin is true as well, isn't it? You have to have consumable goods and services. You have to have things that people want, or you'd produce them and they'd just sit on the shelves or in the warehouses. So it's a full circle, sure. But production matters more. You can only consume as well as you can produce. And, of course, I could go on by adding that Mr. Stelzer pointed out that Adam Smith, the so-called guru of free traders, was not a free trader. He just wasn't. Don't even try and tell me otherwise. He believed that a nation should only import that which it cannot produce or grow itself. And he made that very clear in The Wealth of Nations, and Mr. Stelzer quotes him copiously. And so it's another area where the late Gus Stelzer is debunking these great free market Ludwig von Mises myths that Adam Smith was this inveterate free trader, when in fact, while he may have given lip service to some notions of free trade or some principles or ideas of it, he pointed out very clearly that a nation should not undercut its own production and should only import what it cannot produce itself, and it should export its surpluses after serving its own population. And that ties into the idea that economies are meant to serve people. People are not meant to serve the economy. We are not supposed to be indentured servants serving the global economy or any economy. The economy is to be at our service. We are not to be at the service of the economy. If you think that, then you believe that we're just basically draft horses on the global or national plantation. And that just isn't going to wash in terms of searching out the principles of freedom or finding out what actually makes an economy work. And so what it basically comes down to, ladies and gentlemen, is when we're confronting this unraveling economy that the media tells us about, and of course that's the corporate economy, isn't it? They're really talking about Wall Street mainly. And of course, you have people losing their homes and you have all these tangible, real problems, but all of those problems, by and large, are tied to free trade shipping jobs away. They're tied to the Federal Reserve printing our money rather than the Treasury Department printing our own money debt-free rather than buying it from the Fed. And they're tied from crafty machinations of the banking system. So the elite's economy, their notion of what constitutes an economy, is unraveling because of their greed and because of the way they use the American people's resources to pay their bills. But actually, we have all the natural resources and labor and everything we need. It's just that our currency and our trade systems have been hijacked by the elite. We have all the raw materials. We have the know-how. We have everything it takes to make a healthy economy. But Congress betrayed the American people. They gave away our trade authority to the WTO. They gave away our currency, production, its value, interest rates, and everything to the private Federal Reserve. These are things that Congress needs to regulate, aside from notions of what's too much or not enough regulation. As stated, and I'll say it until I'm blue in the face, it's who does the regulating, in as much as it matters how much regulation there is. Both those things, trade and currency, should be returned to the U.S. Congress. And the U.S. Congress needs to get a very big earful from the American people. And, of course, that's relevant to our guest later on in the show. I expect it to be Robert Abraham. He's one of the delegates that was at the Campaign for Liberty, Ron Paul's event, a convention in Austin today. And we'll be bringing him on for the last half hour at 8:30 Central, 9:30 Eastern, to talk about putting pressure on Congress, but not just simply in the old-fashioned way, but going beyond that, talking about liberty-minded people running for office at all levels, including the congressional level, regardless of party affiliation, running on the right principles. And so it's not enough just to call Congress. It's really time for a lot of good-minded people, liberty-minded people, to look at running for office themselves, you know, starting at a humbler level and moving up if necessary. But we'll be talking about that and in some ways perhaps tying that into what I'm talking about now. So there's a lot of issues, a lot of principles, a lot of things that need to be examined and reexamined, and notions that many of us have believed, some of us at least, sometimes we have to look at again. We have to decide, did I have that right? Do we really understand what's going on here? And, of course, you know, I could get into the gold standard, the pros and cons on that. Many people believe that's necessary as well. There is another school of thought, but we'll save that for another time. The most important thing is that we remember Gus Stelzer tonight. I salute him for writing so many good books. His great one being What the Globalists Don't Want You to Know, The Nightmare of Camelot, an expose of the free trade Trojan horse. And this book really brings into sharp relief the debacle that is free trade. Now, I'm probably coming up on a commercial break pretty quick here, but I'll give you a teaser before we get into the next slightly more than a half hour before we bring on a guest. And that is, and this one, you might have to get your brain around this on top of the other notions that Mr. Stelzer debunked, was this notion. And that is that and bear with me here, that what we need is free trade. A lot of people say the NAFTA, the North American Free Trade Agreement, the World Trade Organization, all these alphabet soup treaties that are, well, they're actually treaties that were disguised as legislation. That's another issue we'll get into. But these things are managed trade, and if we only had free trade instead of the managed trade of NAFTA, everything would be okay. But Mr. Stelzer pointed out that actually free trade is not a good thing. Although the word free sometimes sort of makes us think that it is just by hearing the word free. But we got some messages here. We'll be coming back for a short segment, then we'll come to the top of the hour, and we'll go into the next half hour kind of wrapping this up before we bring our guest on today from today's Ron Paul Convention in Austin. Stay tuned for these messages. We'll be right back.
The fastest ship that ever sailed the sea. On her decks were guns as big as steers and sails as big as trees.
Hi, I'm Roger Mason, the inventor of Beta Prostate. Men, are you getting up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom? Is your love life not what it used to be? Many men don't realize these issues are often related to their prostate health. Prostate problems start about age 40, and by 50, over half of men already have a prostate problem. This only gets worse. What can you do? See a doctor for checkups and take Beta Prostate. It is the well-researched natural formula that supports a healthy prostate, and it's made with pure beta-cytosterol, 11 essential minerals plus vitamin D. This is the best-selling prostate formula in the world. It's safe, it's healthy, and what every man over 40 should take for good prostate nutrition.
To try Beta Prostate risk-free, dial 1-800-362-5848. Call today for Beta Prostate and get Roger Mason's best-selling book free with your order. Dial 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
Do you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt? Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system with proven and guaranteed results for over 15 years? Would you like to stop any mortgage foreclosure and have a written guarantee that would make most attorneys scream? Hi, I'm John Glia, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My Zero Debt Expert System has helped tens of thousands of people.
My wife was really skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees, and I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, John, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few months.
And you don't need an attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep your cash. No need to negotiate with creditors or pay a percentage of your debt. Call my experts today at 800-477-9256 and ask for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion. Now back to the nation's leading roving reporter, When Worlds Collide host and American Free Press writer, Mark Anderson.
And I'll continue here. I'll kind of back up a little bit. The part I just mentioned before that break deserves a little more exposition, if you will. So I'll go into that, the reality of free trade, after the top of the hour when there's more time. I want to kind of back up and cover, or I guess I'd say support more, the point I made earlier about how the trade deficit is really more important than the budget deficit, and in fact is a major cause of the budget deficit. And reading from Gus Stelzer's booklet, Free Trade and the Constitution, and we're honoring him tonight. Having passed away February 21st, he was a longtime GM executive and a great critic and author and writer on NAFTA and other free trade schemes. He wrote this in this brochure, Free Trade and the Constitution. And this is written some years ago, and it's still as true now as it was back in 1991. Here is what he wrote. Trade deficits since 1971 shot up another $600 billion to $1.3 trillion. As a result, our federal debt went up another $1.4 trillion, reaching $3.5 trillion, and nearly every state faces serious budget problems, quote, end quote. Now, note there that as a direct result of trade deficits going up, the federal debt went up. And the federal debt generally doesn't go up unless there's a budget deficit, that is, a yearly federal budget that's in the red. So there's a direct connection, and I can expound on that more later if I have time. There's a direct connection between the trade deficit and the budget deficit, and the trade deficit is more important. Going on, foreigners are foreclosing on our prime assets with our trade deficit dollars, from which they siphon another $120 billion a year out of our economy. Over 3 million more Americans lost their jobs. And again, this is Stelzer writing in 1991. And today, if I may fast forward, foreigners are definitely foreclosing on our assets. They're even buying up our highways. And China, of course, expands its military with our trade deficit dollars. But going back to Mr. Stelzer's writings, the Maquiladora scheme, but that's those factories in Mexico near the U.S. border, by which U.S. factories are encouraged to move to Mexico by our own government, has mushroomed from 500 plants in 1986 to over 2,000. This alone, the Maquiladora scheme alone, is responsible for the loss of over 1,500,000 American jobs, $35 billion a year in national income, and that's salaries and wages, and $12 billion a year in lost tax revenues. So that's just from the Maquiladora scheme as 1991, as of that time. Now imagine all the other sectors and all the other areas and all the other times where millions of American jobs have been lost. Can you imagine, ladies and gentlemen, how much wages and salaries have been lost and tax revenues have been lost? And when those tax revenues from production are lost, the remaining population, the remaining businesses, whatever's left, has to take up the slack. The obligations don't go away. So that's a big idea to keep in mind. We're going to let the Kansas great instrumental, Musicado, close out this hour. We got another hour coming up. Stay tuned. We have more on free trade for the next half hour, and remembering Gus Stelzer. Then the last half hour, 8:30 Central, 9:30 Eastern, we'll bring on a guest from today's Ron Paul Campaign for Liberty Convention in Austin, and he'll have an on-the-scene report. Stay tuned. We'll be back after these messages.
With recent internet